Welcome to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast, your resource for real estate strategies, tips, and best practices to take your business to the next level. There's no reason you can't double your sales. So let's get to it with your host, Kristen Brindley.
Hello, everyone. This is Kristen Brindley of DC Metro and Nova Real Producers, and I'm here with Joey Donofrio, who is in our April edition of Nova Real Producers and DC Metro Real Producers. Joey, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Kristen. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate always being on your podcast. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Well, you're a wonderful partner. You guys have been with us near the beginning. And Donofrio, like you guys, you're of the largest capacity in the state of Virginia. You're the largest inspection company in the state of Virginia. I love what you guys do with structural engineering. I'll be asking more about that. And you're second generation principal owner. You guys teach an entrepreneur and pleasure to have you on. So tell us how this happened. Yeah, absolutely. How did you get into this? Talk to us about how Donofrio got started and what you do.
Yeah, definitely. So my dad started the company 2001. So I grew up in it, grew up doing inspections. It was my summer job, my weekend job. I loved working with my dad. Looking back, it was some of the best times being there with him. But I wasn't truly passionate about inspecting. I went to school for finance, economics, business administration major with a focus in finance and economics. But when I got out, I started my personal growth journey through a network marketing company. And it really made me realize what a vehicle my dad had created. He created such a great word of mouth business. It was him and my brother working in the business. And so in 2013, 2014, I came to him and I said, hey, we need to go to a national home inspection conference. We need to see other home inspection companies that are growing, and we need to just copy what they're doing because we have a great business. We live in a great area, Northern Virginia, DC, Maryland, like a great economy. We can do this. And so that's exactly what I did is I went to a conference in 2015 and we started growing. And at that time, it was really 2014 where I became like the managing partner, principal owner. Lucky for me, my dad said, hey, if you have this vision, take it and go with it and grow with it. And that takes a lot. I think that's one of the biggest things that holds businesses back is the founder of the company thinks nobody can do it like they can. And I give my dad so much respect for having so much trust in me to make those decisions. I've had a hand in hiring and firing everybody outside of our company or outside within our company. That's a testament to my dad, so I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for my entire family that's involved in this business because they embraced the vision that I had and ran with it. So here we are today. We're the largest company in Virginia. I'm proud of it, but we have a long way to go. And I'm glad that we're able to serve a lot of the families that we do.
Well, absolutely. And you've taken it too. And you have like this entrepreneurial corporate, like you've got some of that going on. I love how you think. And, we enjoy having Donna and PJ at events and the way that you handle everything. What came after that? So like, what is your, what are you working on right now? And do you train inspectors? Like, I have a feeling you do a lot of things. Yeah.
So we started a training academy where I actually train, home inspectors within our area pre-licensing course. We were certified with a 70 to 72 hour for Virginia and Maryland. We're actually partnering with another company so they can kind of be our back office for all of that, partnering up with them. I think if we have a hand in training home inspectors that come through, it elevates our industry and it elevates the home inspectors within our area because just as well as I know, not every home inspector is created equal. And I don't think it's, I think the home inspection is very unique because it's not just about doing a great inspection. It's about handling the customer in an educational way. For a lot of us that are buying houses, it's our first time. I didn't grow up with a handy father. My dad was an athlete. And so for me, I wouldn't know what to look for. And that's a lot of us nowadays. We went to college. We didn't go to trade school. We're not handy. And so a lot of us don't know the maintenance that a home requires. And so a home inspection really is an educational experience. And, you know, so it's very unique in that aspect. I think a lot of people get in this, I can do a home inspection, I'm handy, but can you handle, is your customer service where it should be? And yeah. I think that's the kicker, you know, handling the client with care through, through the inspection process.
I would have to agree with you, and I'm personally not super handy. Your dad, I love, and you were very modest about it. Your dad was an Olympic fencer. I think it's so cool. Like,
yeah, he was on the 1976 Olympic team. And to be honest with you, I didn't truly appreciate it because I grew up set here and your dad's in the Olympics, your dad's in the Olympics. So for me, it was just like a common thing. You know, it wasn't until I got to college and I was playing baseball in college and I realized like, oh my God, my dad was like, that actually took work. He wasn't just like born into that, you know? And I'm like, wow, he was dedicated, man. Like, you know, he worked out like 6-8 hours a day, fencing, conditioning, you know, doing that to make the Olympic team. And he was, and he was the men's US national champion the same year he made the Olympic team. So yeah, incredible athlete. I like to think that I got a little bit of that athletic gene.
That's
but
awesome.
But I'm very proud of my dad.
Absolutely. Well, and that hard work, like, transferred into the company, you know, and the way the work ethic and so on. Like, what's been, do you think, like, most challenging and most rewarding, you know, for you taking the company from 2015 to now and what you're doing now?
Well, I think the most rewarding was being able to grow the way that we did, you know, in a revenue aspect. You know, now with COVID and the things that have kind of hit us, the high sellers market, some of the challenging things have been knowing the, and we've talked about this, was knowing the numbers and being it more running it like a more of a business and having the numbers to base decisions off of, you know, and bluntly, we didn't know our numbers as well as we do now. We had an accounting company that would give us our numbers a month and a half out. And now I have an accounting company that does it in real time. And for me, that's been the best. So even though despite COVID, despite, you know, this high sellers market, we've been able to actually start doing things to strengthen our business from the business side that are going to make us extremely strong moving forward once we get out of this market. Eh, well, we're stronger now, but we're restructuring the foundation. So when the market changes to a buyer's market, we're going to be extremely prepared for it and be able to serve a lot more people in the process.
Yeah, no, I love it. Like, you, when we talk, we talk about, you know, like, how we're growing, what's the next step. I'm doing this now because of this later. I think it's great. What do you think, like, makes you different, sets you guys apart?
Customer service, you know, keeping the customer on the forefront, you know, being able to pivot. You know, some of the things that we're starting to do is we're going to be giving closing gifts to every one of our clients. We bought a sublimation machine, you know, and that's huge. Just being able to better give the client a better experience because it is very stressful. So just keeping them on the forefront, making sure, you know, our inspectors are always saying, hey, I want you to do a great inspection, but I want to make sure that client leaves with a smile on their face at the end. You know, and that's the key right there. You know, and I think if you look at the biggest companies in the world, what do they do? Well, customer service. You know, Amazon is the largest company because I get my package within a day. You know.
Yep, me too. Yeah.
So, you know, just keeping the customer always in the front, making sure that they're keeping the realtors in the front too, because they're a big referral partner. And when I say we're giving the client a closing gift, we're giving the agent the choice to pick that closing gift to give to the client. So we're actually giving it to the agent to give to the client, a personal gift for their new home. So keeping them in the forefront and making sure the agent looks good along with the customer. You know, it's a very, you know, it's a relationship.
I love it. I've actually, a lot of the top companies I've talked to, just different, you know, they basically say, like, I'm a customer service company. I just happen to do X, whatever X is. It doesn't matter what X is. I'm a customer service company. And those ones are the largest, and they, you know, and they're a joy to work with. What's next in the steps for your business? Say 1, 2, 3 years. Like, what do you see happening? What are you going for?
Well, I'm anxious to see what the market does, what interest rates do, probably with everybody else. But we want to be the one-stop shop. So one of the things we're adding in the immediate is sewer cam inspections, because a lot of the companies that are doing sewer cam also do remediation. And I don't want to say the problem, but to fix a sewer line, I mean, you're talking anywhere from a couple grand to $20,000-$30,000. And so we want to make sure we're giving an unbiased opinion, and we're able to look at, especially older homes, you know, what's your lines look like? Because on a normal inspection, you're not getting that. So just being able to add that service, it's one of the missing pieces that we're working on. Differentiating ourselves, you know, we partnered with a third party warranty company. So now we have over $25,000 worth of coverage. Previously, we only had about 500, maybe a little more than that, depending on how many issues arose after. So just doing those things, you know, if somebody uses our inspection company, they can buy a 12-month warranty and get 18 months of coverage if they use us for the inspection. So those are probably a few of the biggest things that we've implemented, or the warranties we implemented, the sewer cam we're working on, that we have coming down the pipeline that's really going to benefit our clients when it comes to the home inspection.
I think that's great. Can you tell us a little bit about, because I loved it. I always reread the stories again, like right before I talk to everybody. And, yep. You know, it's the structural engineer part. Like, I was rereading that. I was like, that's really cool. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, how you guys handle that?
Yeah. So we're backed by a structural engineer. You know, we actually can do a professional engineering stamp. You know, and previously we were backed by an engineer, but we could never provide the professional engineering stamp. Now we can. And that's huge because, you know, structural inspections, if you use a home inspection company that's not us and they don't have a structural engineer on staff, that's $1,000 inspection. So you do a $500 home inspection, that home inspector finds a crack, they need a structural engineer, you're looking at spending an additional $1,000. If our company is the one that did the inspection, it's free of charge. So we provide that service free of charge. If a realtor refers us, a client uses our inspection, they get that for free. And that is huge. You know, I'm glad that's you mentioned big. That because that is really big, because that's where it hits you in the pocket.
Yeah. Well, and, I enjoyed reading that, because I was like, yeah, one-stop shop. That's a great way to go. People, we appreciate convenience and being our butts being covered.
yeah. The home inspection protects everybody involved. I think, you know, we have a tendency to think that it just protects the person buying the house or the client. It protects the real estate agent, the home inspector, the buyers, the sellers. And if you have a quality home inspection company that's doing an inspection, even if you're the listing agent, you're protected. You know, if they have comprehensive insurance, they have general liability, they have errors and omissions, that protects everybody. If you have a home, and what's crazy about the state of Virginia and Maryland, you're not required to have errors and omissions insurance. You're only required to have general liability, you know? And I think every home inspector should have both. I really do. And that, because that protects everybody.
Everybody in the city. I love it. So everyone in business kind of has like a secret weapon. So like a habit, a person, a mentor, you know, what has gotten you all, do you think, to where you are today? Like what's you guys' secret weapon?
Personal growth. You know, I can't pick any one mentor. You know, my dad is definitely my hero. You know, just personal growth. The person that called me one day when I was driving back from Front Royal and introduced me to a network marketing company that, you know, was heavy on personal growth, that changed my life. You know, it truly did. I can't think of how many books I read prior to college. I've read over 100 after college, listen to audiobooks. I mean, that changed my mindset and changed my life. You know, I think some of us get stuck and we think, oh, I only went to Shenandoah University. How can I compete with people who went to Harvard? Personal growth, you know, personal growth. And you look at some of the billionaires out there, or the multimillionaires or Forbes 500 list, Not all of them went to Harvard. You know, some of them went to state colleges we never even heard of.
It's true. Yeah.
You know, nobody's self-made. You need people to help you. Don't be too proud to do it on your own. Nobody does. You need people to help you. Never be afraid to ask for help. And luckily, because I opened that door to personal growth, it's changed my life. It's changed the way I see things. It's, you know, even if I'm not afraid to ask dumb questions anymore.
That's great. What?
Joey.
Yeah, YouTube. I love it. YouTube. There's YouTube, actually an app. I'll download that app. No, I totally. Yeah. I do that all the time. I'm like, yeah. What did you just do? Dude, I appreciate that so much. I love personal growth. I appreciate that you're thank you for giving that message to our community too. I appreciate it.
Oh, definitely.
Well, so why did you guys decide to partner with Real Producers? And what's your favorite part of Real Producers? Yeah.
Well, one, I believe in what you're doing, Kristen. I mean, and I think we've always resonated with each other. You're entrepreneurial. You definitely are on that personal growth train. And I think it's whenever you partner with somebody, you are partner with a company, you know, you're partnering with, you know, somebody that runs a business or has the same level of customer service as you do. And that's ultimately why we partnered. But, you know, more than that is because you have a network of top agents, you know, rising stars that we can get in front of. And hopefully they, because they're partnered with you, share the same qualities that we both do. And that's all to me. I want to work with agents that are growth minded, that want to grow, that don't want to stay stagnant, because we're going to resonate with each other, or we're going to, you know, feed off of each other, and we're going to understand each other a lot better. You know, because I think agents that are growing, they understand what a partnership really is. It's not me telling you what to do. It's we're working together, and we understand that it's not perfect, but as long as we make corrections and we can grow together and work with one another, not against each other, I think that's the key ingredient. You know, I think sometimes agents, you know, they're working so hard for their client that they forget we're a partner, and then they pin us against the client when issues arise. And that's not how I handle issues. I'm here to help. Hey, we have an issue arise. Hey, I'm here to help you. I'm on the phone right now because I want to help the situation. And it's how you approach it that is key. You know, no one needs us when things are going well. We need people in our corner when things are going bad. We do, right?
We have the opportunity to show up when stuff goes down. We can show up. Yeah.
And I want to work with people that when things are not going well, that they say, okay, how can we resolve this issue? How can we work together to resolve this issue? Not, you better solve this problem for my client.
100%. Well, Joey, I really appreciate partnering with you. And thank you for being part of Real Producers. And you heard it here at Nova Real Producers. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Kristen. You're the best. I really appreciate it.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast. To get even more information to take your real estate business to the next level, visit kristenbrindley.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and tune in next week. And until then, please leave us a review on iTunes.